case, please.
The next application is 11906 Delaware Electric Cooperative Incorporated. Seeks a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-82B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Sussex Highway Route 13, east side of Cart Branch Road, and north side of Adams Road. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 530, Map 14, Parcel 16 and 18.01. It's a request for a 15.3-foot variance from the front yard setback. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's here for the case?
Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm handing out booklets for each of you.
Okay.
And probably redundant because you're going to see the same PowerPoint presentation.
Okay.
For the record, my name is Terry J. Work. I'm an attorney with Hudson Jones, J. Work & Fisher, and I'm the attorney for Dollar Tree Cooperative. With me tonight is Mr. Harold Dew, who is the manager of purchasing and stores for Dollar Tree Cooperative, and Mr. Pat Ryan of Ryan Architects from right here in Georgetown. If you'd like to have them sworn now.
Yeah, why don't we have them sworn in.
And with the board's permission, I'm going to make the presentation, and then they will come up and attest to the accuracy of it.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Harold Dew, 6939 Reliance Road, Fettlesburg, Maryland.
Okay, can you wait right here?
Patrick Ryan, Ryan Architecture, 140 Layton Avenue, Georgetown.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. As is indicated, we're requesting a 15.3-foot variance to build a water tank on our property. And the reason for the water tank is that the cooperative has to build a new warehouse. It's a 20,000 square foot warehouse. We went through the conditional use procedure last year. The county council unanimously approved the new warehouse, the conditional use for that. We have, let me kind of use this. First of all, that side you see right there on the cover sheet, that with a green roof, that is the architectural rendering of the new warehouse. So if it's built. So as I said, last year we went through the process and this is an ordinance that granted conditional use approval for the new warehouse. We got site plan approval last December from the Planning Commission, but the Planning Commission approval was contingent, as you're aware, on us getting a building permit, and the State Fire Marshal has to approve what we're doing to get a building permit. And the State Fire Marshal determined that we did not have sufficient water storage capacity for our fire suppression system to cover the new warehouse and the existing structures. The next tab is basically something that was put together by the cooperative's engineering firm, and I'm not going to go through all the stuff at the top. The important part is down at the bottom. We have an existing storage tank that has 48,000 gallons, and he says that to meet the fire standards, we have to have a total of 123,000. So we need to have 75,000 additional gallons of water net storage. And this is also put together by the, it's GIPE engineers, by the way, who put this together. I'm just going to hit the highlighted section. It says the new storage tank must be close enough to the existing fire protection system to allow gravity flow of the water from the new tank to the existing fire pump, suction pump. And it says further down, the further away the new tank is from the pump, the more water that will not be able to be drawn down from the tank, and the tank size will need to be increased to account for that lost water. So in a nutshell, the engineer has said that we have to have a tank this big, and this is the best place to put it in order. If it's further away, then it's going to have to be bigger. This is a part of a site plan that was submitted to the fire marshal. The red dot you see is the existing water tank. The little black, just above that little black box on to the right of the red tank, that is where the pump house for the fire suppression system is located. And the new water tank would just go to the right around the corner of that red dot. This shows an aerial photograph. In the little yellow box there, you can see the existing water tank. That white flat roof right next to it, that houses the existing pump system. And just to give you an idea, the black rectangle on the left side of the drawing is the footprint for where the new warehouse will go. This is a photograph of the existing water tank. Again, the little building right behind it, that's where the existing pump is located. I mean, it's not a small pump, it's a big facility. This is the same aerial photograph, but here we've inserted where the new tank will be located. And it is going to be taller than the existing tank. I think the existing tank is like 24 feet high. This is going to be 40 feet to the top, and then I think there's another 3 or 4 feet with a railing on top. This is looking straight down. Again, you can see the existing tank. You can see that light green shade roof on the left side of that white rectangle. Again, that's the pump house facility, and the yellow circle marks the location of the proposed location of the new water tank. As you can see, it's going to take up a couple parking spaces. Another thing I'd like to draw to your attention is the fact that the new tank will sit behind, it'll sit further back from the road than the existing structures that are already there and have been there since 1982. This is an elevation drawing of the tank. This is a detail of the survey. Again, you can see that the surveyor has calculated that the edge of the tank closest to Carp Range Road is 44.7 feet from the road. So again, we need a 15.3 foot variance. I'm sure some of you have probably been down there to look at this, but just for the record, and also if you haven't, this is standing on Carp Branch Road. You can see the existing water tank at the extreme right side of the photograph, and this is looking kind of northeast up Carp Branch Road, turning a little bit. All these photographs are taken from the same vantage point, so now you're looking a little bit further north. That's the closest residence to the co-op property. And I just want to add, I'll do it at a later point, but there are only like four houses on Carp Branch Road, and most of them, the others are much further north. This is looking west from that point. You can see it's just a vacant field. I say vacant, it's agricultural land, it's tilled. Looking a little bit to the southwest, again, more of the field, and there's some wooded area down there. This is looking south on Carp Branch Road. You can see the rest of the co-op's existing facilities and warehouse. I want to just digress a minute and say that structure that you're looking at was built back in the 80s. So back at that time, the setback was at least 40 feet. And I think I haven't been able to run this to ground, but I believe that they actually had a different definition that you could actually elect what was your front and what was your rear yard. But at any rate, this is much closer than 60 feet to the road. This is a perimeter survey of the whole thing to give you some idea of the scale of what we're talking about compared to all the rest of the facilities and the size of the co-op's property. We're talking about that little water tank just to the right of that red dot. I put this together. This is a tax map that shows how the co-op acquired the property, because it does play into my presentation. The first property the co-op purchased was that pink shaded area. They bought it in three different acquisitions. One was in 1940, 46, and 57. And they bought the property as land became available and as they needed to expand the facilities. And so those three purchases in the 40s are the pink area. Then in 1982, I believe, the blue and the yellow areas became available. The co-op purchased them and expanded their facilities. And then finally, they got the green piece at the bottom, I think, I can't see it from here, but 2001, I think. But my point here is the co-op didn't get a 28-acre piece of land to start with and didn't have a master plan. So it developed over time as they needed to, and as a result, the co-op doesn't have as much flexibility to put things wherever they want. They've already kind of staked themselves out. And I'm going to stop right there and ask you to come up, if you would, Mr. Dew. And if you would state your title and how long you've been at the co-op.
My title is Manager of Purchasing and Stores, and this February 11th marked my 32nd year at Delaware Electric.
Okay, and you, in that position, you're somewhat familiar with the new warehouse and the water tank and the design requirements and all that, is that correct?
Yes, at that time, yes.
Okay, and the photographs and the exhibits that I've presented to the board tonight, are you familiar with them?
Yes.
And are they true and accurate representations of what they purport to portray?
Yes, they are.
And you listened to my representations and statements to the board, and if I had asked you questions and you'd answered them, would you have given pretty much the same information I've given tonight?
I certainly would.
Do you all have any questions for Mr. Dew, and I'll let him sit down.
Any questions?
Not this time.
No.
All right, thank you.
To address the standards, first of all, under your code, the property has to, you have to show that the property is unique, and I think there are a number of factors on that. One is this is not a typical commercial property. As I've indicated, this is a property that's been developed as the co-op headquarters since the 1940s. It's gradually expanded over the years. It contains all the offices, warehouse, material storage yards, and equipment. It's kind of a, there's no one neat use that fits there, and that's why the county council has given it conditional use approval as a public utility facility. So it's a unique piece of property. As I've explained, it was acquired and developed piecemeal over a number of years. It's an island of land because it's surrounded by Route 13, Sussex Highway on the east, Adams Road on the south, and Cock Branch Road on the west, and then on the fourth side, there's an expanse of wooded federal and state wetlands. So it's kind of an island of land. It's a through lot, which is another thing that's a little bit unusual. And this, I think it's particularly significant here is that, I won't say common sense, but I mean, in common parlance, if you went up to the co-op today and looked at it, you would say that the highway is the front yard and the Cart Branch Road is the rear yard. But because of the way the zoning code is written, because it's a through lot, it's required to have two front yards. But Cart Branch Road is a very lightly traveled road. As I said, I think there's like four houses on the entire stretch of road. And then another thing I think that makes this property unique is that the setbacks were increased from 40 feet to 60 feet in late, I think it was in 1999. But for that, we wouldn't even be here because we'd be well inside the 40-foot setback. Second criteria, the property cannot be otherwise developed. The growth that we've been having, I think from year 2000, we had 60,000 meters. We now have 93,000 meters. We're growing at the rate of about 200 a month. It just requires us to add additional facilities to handle that growth. We have to have the new warehouse. The county council pretty much recognized that by granting its conditional use approval. But unfortunately, that approval is contingent upon the state fire marshal, and we have to expand our water storage capacity. As the engineer has indicated, it needs to be placed in close proximity to the existing pump facilities. By doing so, we'll eliminate the need for a new pump and a new pump enclosure, and also avoid the construction of a much larger tank to replace the existing tank. So without the variance, we can't make, quotes, reasonable use, that's the term the ordinance used, of our property. Third criteria is not created by the applicant. As I've explained, because of the way we developed, we have limited options to place new improvements. We're an island of land. We're a through lot with required to have two front yard setbacks. Front yard setbacks were increased to 60 feet after the existing facilities were built. And we're required, we would not want to spend the money to build this tank, but the state fire marshal is requiring it. Fourth criteria is we want to alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The character of the neighborhood here has been unchanged for decades. We've been there since 1940. To my knowledge, there's never been a complaint or a problem, and the property all around it is undeveloped agricultural land. And if you recall the exhibit that showed the perimeter survey, and this little water tank on that big 28-acre tract of land is not going to really have any impact at all on surrounding properties. And finally, the last criteria is minimum. This is the minimum variance that we can get. It is because we need to meet the water storage requirements imposed by the state fire marshal. I'm repeating now, but again, we have to be in close proximity to the existing pump facility and the new warehouse. And this will be in a very inconspicuous and space, good use of the space. And I'm not going to go through the exceptional practical difficulties test, but that's one of the, that's part of showing that the property is unique. And the Delaware courts have developed four standards that are exceptional practical difficulties. But in the interest of time, you're probably familiar with that. I'm not going to go through it unless you want me to. So that concludes our presentation. If you have any questions, I would add one more thing. I'll put this in the record as well. Mr. Ryan just handed me these tonight because he didn't get them until Friday. The state fire marshal has given us the final permits to go ahead, but it's all contingent upon the variance. Thank you.
Very good.
Any questions from members of the board?
I have one. Is there any other location that you could put this tank where you could still utilize the existing pump without having a variance?
I'm going to let Mr. Ryan come up and address that question. He's more well-equipped to do that than I am.
The short answer is no. It needs to connect into the existing pump system, as this will feed all the buildings on the campus, all the main buildings.
Yeah, thank you.
I guess I've got a question for him, too. The pumps, you're going to build a bigger pump and a bigger building over that?
No. My understanding is that because this is all going to be tied together with the existing water tank, the existing pump will...
We're tying together with the same pump and everything,
exactly,
same housing.
Exactly, right.
So you're going to bury it to from the other building to the new building?
The plan is to from the where the existing tank you saw, they're going to run and under, they're going to bore under the parking lot out to the fence line, down the fence line, and come back in.
Okay. No other questions?
No questions. Is there anyone here in favor of the application? And is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion we approve case number 11,906 for the following reasons. I guess it's the through lot, and that's what makes the unique about the property. This variance is necessary to enable use of this property. They didn't put it where they can't move it anywhere else, so this is about the only place they can put this. It was the only way they could make it work without causing a lot of hardship. It will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and it's the minimum variance that before we leave.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 3-0, case number 11,906 is approved.